Yes, guys. Hello, gentlemen and ladies. Welcome today, and thank you for everyone who's coming to here to Moroni Radio. So today it is a subject about the immigrant in Finland. Okay, so we start from the Robin. Robin, you can say who are you, and you are Finnish, I think. You can talk about your personally information.
I'm Robin. I'm 22 years old, and I'm like, well, Finnish.
Yeah, I know. Yes.
What else?
Yeah. What are you studying? Something, or what are you doing right now?
Currently, I'm unemployed, but I've done like voluntary work with immigrants and refugees and asylum seekers.
Okay. So nice. So and in the one is from Poland. Let's see who she is.
My name is Katarina. I am 26 years old. I come from Poland and I live here 3 years.
Nice.
I am studying here.
Okay. So one guy is from in Iraq. Let's see.
My name is Mohammed. I am from Iraq. I'm 27 years old. I have been here in Finland for 7 months. I'm looking for a job now. I'm waiting my decision about my asylum seekers, and I'm looking for nice future.
Nice. Yes, one guy is from his Kurdi.
Yes.
Welcome.
Thank you.
Herbe.
Sarchao.
Yes,
my name is Dan. I am 27 years old. My father is Kurdish and mother is Finnish, and I born in Sweden. So I have been living here in Finland 24 years.
Okay, nice. And one lady, she's from Africa, from Kenya. Welcome to Finland.
My name is Judith.
Yeah.
Julia. I'm 29 years old. I have been living here 12 years in Finland.
Yeah.
And my work up study, I'm a waiter, but now I don't have any school yet. I'm still now without anything.
Yeah.
Yes.
Now I have to speak Turkish because my friend he can't speak English very well. Of this, sen kimsin? Nerelisin? Kaç yıldır buradasın?
Ota, olen Murat Helmi. On asunut Suomessa 20 vuotta. Ja olen Irakista Turkmanni.
Okay, so I want to ask you, Robin, why you are like a working volunteer to help the refugees? What are you feeling when you help them?
Basically, I feel that it's like mandatory to work with refugees in Finland because there are so many problems and so many, especially from the Finnish people in Finland who are against like refugees and the whole system. There are like many problems which need to be fixed. That's why.
So I want to ask you again a question. What are you feeling when there are racist people there hate the immigrant or refugees? Because you are Finnish, you know better of me. So what do you think about the situation? You can explain something about this.
Well, personally, I think it's really sad that there's so much racism in Finland. And, well, the situation is pretty ambivalent. I'm not sure where the future is going, but sometimes it doesn't seem too good.
Okay, Sam, I want to ask Dana, he's Kurdish, how it is going your own life? Because you have father Kurdish and your mother it is Finnish. What are you feeling when you know your mother is Finnish and you didn't born in Iraq, in Kurdistan, but you're born in Sweden? So what are you feeling when you know that? You can explain a little bit about this, please.
I think I am rich.
Yeah.
Because of my cultures.
Yeah.
Half is Finnish, half is Kurdish. So I'm in the two continents.
Yeah.
From Europe and in the same time from Middle East.
Okay, nice. So what are you have your own culture? You can talk about your Kurdish on your culture.
Yes, I have both, but I think more myself as a Kurdish.
Yeah.
Yes.
So you have now Kurdish culture and you have Finnish culture. When there are, so you have two cultures, then it is mixed being So when Finnish people there asking you are Kurdish, what they are thinking or what they are looking to you?
I think I have never seen any racists.
Yeah.
But maybe it's because of my face. I look more like Finnish.
Yeah.
So that's why it's never come for me. Example, I have seen so many racist people who have also tattoos that they are racist.
Okay.
But after that, they have known me. They a few of them have has take the tattoos away.
Yeah.
And they are not racist anymore. Because okay. they have seen that something inside of me.
Okay.
Yes. So sometimes you need to show about information, the countries
yeah.
where you're from.
Yeah.
So when they go to see some people who is also Kurdish, mm-hmm. they say, I know one of my friend
yeah.
was Kurdish, so I'm not racist anymore.
Yeah.
Because cool. I know the people, and after that they want to know other cultures also.
Okay. So about you, Mohammed, you are from Iraq. You can explain you are from which city and what in your city, what happened, situation right now. You can explain about this.
Yes, I am from Anbar. It's big. It's big city. It's governorate. So this big city or this is the people inside. They are suffering a lot.
Yeah.
And they are treated inhumanly, and they are killing by the bombs, by the ISIS, because we have a very difficult situation now. The people that survive to be alive, we don't know the enemy, which one. You are gonna to die if you walk, just you walk in the street. Nobody know which one the enemy. It's something like that. The people that are very scared right now in Iraq.
So you are been in Finland 7 months.
Yes.
That's true. So when you've been here 7 months, what are you feeling when you come to Finland first days? Are you feeling you are lost, or are you feeling you are win, or something like that?
Honestly, I feel like I have another chance, or I have a new life. If I get resident here
yeah.
to stay here, I'm going to be like a new person. Because we are suffering a lot in Iraq, so that we are like more depression and more some ideas that's not good. It's like you are suffering in some situation, and you get more things. You are still thinking about your future. We don't know
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So now we're talking about the Kenya. Yeah. So welcome. You are from Kenya. You have been here 12 years.
Yes.
Yeah. So how it is your going your own life when you've been in your country? You can explain about this a little bit. I want to know. Or
I have come here a long time ago, 2005 or 16 years
yeah.
old. And that time Finland was really, really nice. Was a lot of many foreigner come, and we have so much time in the young, when I was teenage, hang around in Finland. I have many friends.
Yeah.
And I study here much more, like a lot. All the time I have been studying, and I have much more fun. And but if I look, the situation have changed with the people now. If I see the right now, Finland is not the same Finland before. So even for me, I have like a myself, I feel like I'm a Finnish already, because there is nothing I don't know in this place. I know everything, and I have been studying a lot and know many things. And the rarest things which is make us like so scared. It's so scared because you found like somebody have lived here very long. Finland is so cold place and is so very long winter time. So you know, if foreigner come and
yeah.
decide himself gonna be in this cold for very long, many years. So you have to be very strong people who can keep like all the thing, and people talk for the skin color
yeah.
and things like that. And I'm still survive, but now I feel like I miss to see my country quite soon, because I come from beautiful country. Mombasa
right.
is very, very nice place. And there is kind of people. There is poor people, there is rich people, so there is kind of all people live in the same place.
Yeah.
And there is different kind of situation, because there is no nothing like a rage. Somebody cannot come for you in the street and say like, hey, you are white, where you come from, and come to beat you or do something.
Yeah.
Nobody call you bad name. People want to treat you like the way.
Okay.
But here, the time I have lived here, there is a lot of many trouble I have seen.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, we can talk later about this trouble.
Yes, yes.
Now we're talking about the Poland. Yes. You are welcome, Katarina. Actually, you have a very nice name, you know.
Thank you.
I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like the queen.
Yeah.
Queen Katarina.
Yeah. So, Katarina, you've been here 3 years, or like 3 years in Finland. So, when you come first days, or like, for example, yeah, first days, what the Finnish, how they are talking with you, Finnish people, how they are looking to you, are refugees or immigrant, or hey, you are not Finnish, or like that, or what is the feeling? I already this actually.
Well, I'm like in kind of like different situation than Julia, because well, if I till I not open my mouth, everybody thinks that probably I'm a Finnish.
Yeah.
So for me, first days were like, okay, I felt like somehow like very good. I made a lot of friends, so it was kind of like easy for me. But now recently, I just start to notice that, yeah, the situation is changed. The race is growing to the power. So, and also I kind of like when I came into the like work life, into the studies, I start to work there. I just felt that, okay, although... that well, there is like this kind of like still discrimination of like people who with foreign background, that I feel that I don't have like for example the same chances in the like for example labor market as them. And yeah, now it's kind of now the situation is unfortunately different. But yeah, I lived here only like 3 years. I don't know how I was like before. And yeah.
Okay, thank you. Thank you so much. So we talk now with Turkish language right now. Hmm. Abi sen şimdi 25 yıldır buradasın.
20 yıldır.
20 yıldır buradasın ve yaşadığın nasıl bir hayat geçirdin? Şimdi 20 yıl önce hayat aynı mı yoksa şimdi mi aynı? Fince anlatırsan daha iyi.
Kaksi muuta vuotta sitten mä asun Turkissa. Toki niin kuin nyt mä oon muuttanut Suomeen. Elämä täällä Suomessa on tosi erilainen, eri kulttuuri, kaikki niin kuin eri, mutta vaan pitäisi niin kuin sopeutua tähän niin kuin Suomen maahan. Että kulttuurin niin kuin uskonnitusta, että pitäisi niin kuin sopeutua, koska niin kuin mä itse en usko mihinkään. Että ehkä niin kuin sen takia mulla oli niin kuin vähän parempi niin kuin asua Suomessa, koska en usko mihinkään. Se on niin kuin sen takia, että... Toisella uskonnollisella se voi olla vähän vaikea, koska Suomessa on niin kaikenlaista, mutta kumminkin Suomi on vapaa maa, että kaikki uskonnot voi täällä päin asua. Mutta sillä tavalla, ei tule muuta mieleen.
Bitte.
Ymmärsäksä?
Yes. Now it's turn for me. I am Ala Ahmed. I'm from Iraq. I'm from Kirkuk. I've been in Finland 7 months. Actually, right now, I'm working volunteer in many places. I like help old people, and I can speak many language. So I think here everyone he have many language. Okay. So Murat kaç tane dil biliyorsun? I want to ask him how much language you can speak.
Four.
Yes. Nice. What language?
Kurdish, Arabic,
nice.
Turkish, Turkman,
okay.
And Swami.
Nice. Mm. What about you, Julie?
Actually, for me, I speak three languages. I speak English, my national.
Mm-hmm.
I speak Finnish.
Nice.
I speak my mom language.
So, where are your mom language, actually? Really, really? I want to know something.
My more, mom
so,
language.
Like, how you can say, how are you, or like this?
My mom language.
Yeah, how
Habarigani.
Habarigani.
Yeah,
what is mean?
Habarigani. So on Swahili.
Yeah, Swahili.
Yeah. How are you?
How are you?
Yeah.
Okay, so jumbo. It is mean hello.
Jumbo.
Okay. Actually, I have my friend. He's Ronnie. He's Turkish. He's always he says to me jumbo.
Mm.
But I didn't know what is mean. But you know, today I know of you.
Jumbo,
what is mean?
So now, if you had the jumbo next time, then jumbo is hello.
Habarigani. Okay.
Is midakul.
okay, nice. So what about you, Dana? How many languages you can speak?
I speak Finnish, Swedish, English, Spanish, Kurdish, and...
Wow, you are Google man!
Yes, sometimes some people, they can speak a little bit German for me, Deutsch.
Dino, I think I need you for translator many days.
Yes.
Because you are like Google translator, you know, really, yes. Because you know me, amazing, you know many languages.
Yes, and sometimes I speak also... I look some Portuguese.
Portuguese.
Yes,
nice.
My friends, they write to me Portuguese, and I also answer. Try to repeat.
All right.
Yes.
Wow.
And Arabic language I have learned with foreigners.
Okay.
Yes, I
nice,
have been helping with them in Finnish language. They have
very
been
great.
Helping with Arabic language.
Nice.
Yes,
nice, great. So, what about you, Muhammad? How many languages you can speak?
I speak Arabic language, it's my mother language, and I speak Finnish.
So we can
English.
English. So we can speak, we can say something in Arabic like hello, how are you, like this in Arabic, in Iraqi accent. I want to listen. I miss actually, you know.
we already say like how are you or what's up.
Yeah.
Ha, shlonak, shakumaku. It's very common.
Alhamdulillah, shakumaku.
Shakumaku. It's very common, you
know. Nice. Nice. What about you, Katarina? I like this name. Oh my God. I enjoy I am, you know.
Well, I speak English. Well, of course, Polish. Then some of like Finnish. All the time I'm learning this language. So, yeah.
You can speak Finnish very well or normally?
Well, I can study in Finnish, so maybe not very well, but still I am able to study in Finnish. So
nice, great,
I'm developing this.
Nice. What about you, Robin? Yes, here, Robin, I think you are from Brazil. You're looking back. Roberto Carlos, you know him? Do you know Roberto Carlos?
No.
No? Oh, my God. Yeah, I'm sad now. But,
sorry.
No, it's okay. How many languages you can speak?
I can speak 5 languages.
Wow.
Well, I'm not fluent at all of them, but anyway, Finnish, of course, English, and Swedish, not so good, French, less good, and Latin. And also I studied ancient Greece in university.
Okay, so Brazili?
No, actually I don't speak Portuguese.
Come on, man, you're good. Your father is from Brazil.
Even though my father is from Brazil,
Oh, my God. So about me, I can speak 6 languages. Arabic, Turkish, English, Kurdish, Turkmani, and Farsi. It's from in Iran, and a little bit Russia, and a little bit French. So let's see, we talk about you, Julie, about what kind of trouble do you see in your life? Like 12 years you've been here in Finland. I want to know actually a little bit. We can talk later more.
Sure.
Yeah.
It's about like a trouble is about the racist people.
Racist. What they are saying to you?
Because for me, I'm a black color, and there is a lot of many people who come to use the bad word in front of people. So, you know, there is many names going out and. And myself, that was 2003. I just walked to go home to the bus in evening time, and was the summertime.
Yeah.
The 5 women come behind of me, and they step me with the knife.
Wow.
And both of them, they was kicking me, and all of them, they are finished.
Oh.
So after that, I feel like that time, I take my all energy, like before, I take like a Finnish people, they cannot do that, because nobody do that for foreigner.
Yeah, yeah.
So after that, I was just like, that is not right, and it's not something, not human right for people to be like that. And I start to hate that in that way.
Actually, when I hear, I'm sorry about this, it's very sad situation, of course. I know that. But what you want to say from them? What you want to say from them right now?
You know, like when you see the people, you better learn, because nobody know which somebody, where people come from. People come from different situation.
Yeah.
And all of us people, we cannot like handling to take some other people, everybody problem in the head.
Yeah.
If you see people walk there, everybody have things.
Of course.
Not everybody is same.
Yeah, that's true.
And to go behind somebody or to be registered for the skin color.
Yeah.
That is doesn't mean something with the sense in all over the world from everybody.
Yeah.
Because people, they are welcome from every place they can live.
Yeah.
But to leave some place to feel safe is that point. You want to leave some place when you feel safe. If there is no safe, you cannot leave.
Of course.
And that's why even like many people love Europe. But if there is so much racism, then there is no point to be in this place.
Yes. So I want to ask Robin, you are Finnish, what you want to say to racist people from here, because they are, if they are don't like black human, or for example, if they are seeing one person he's half a black hair or brown eye, it's been very big a problem in Finland. Oh my God, you have to be careful. So what you want to say from them, all from here, from the racists?
All I want to say to them is fuck off.
Yeah. Because it is not, how can I say, I want to ask Murad, because he's been here longer time, you know. I want to ask in Turkish. Murad, ırkçılara söylemek istediğin bir şey var mı?
Rasmisi vasta, että mikä mulla voisi olla. Että ei tarkoittaa sitä väriä, mikä väristä me ollaan, kaikki me ollaan ihmisiä. Eikä tarvitse katsoa uskontoa, koska kaikille niin kuin on uskonto ja kaikki usko itsellensä.
Yeah.
Joo.
Thank you. And Dana, do you want to say something for to racists because they are, how can I say, always they are trying to make feeling bad and afraid to who is not Finnish? What you want to say to them because you are half Finnish and half Kurdish? And you have Finnish, or it is mean you are half from Finland? And half from the Iraq. So what you want to say from them, because you know about Iraqi cultures, many things, from Kurdish, of course. So what you want to say to them, to races?
Sanotaan, että se ei ole... Ah, now I speak Finnish.
What you like? That's
okay, I can say like this for Finnish people who are racist.
Yeah.
When I went to Spain, I want to know people who are Spanish.
Yeah.
I want to spend time with them. I go with them to speak.
Yeah.
And they saw group.
Yeah.
And they were Finnish people.
Yeah.
And they say, hey, go with them, go with them. They even didn't want to be with me.
Yeah.
Because I look like Finnish.
Yeah.
And they didn't know that I am half Kurdish.
Oh.
Yes, because my friend, he's from Nigeria and he's living in Spain. And he was like, hey, this guy is from Finnish. This is guy is from Finland. He's Finnish. I was like, say also I am Kurdish.
Yeah.
But because in Spain they were all thinking like, hey, these Finnish people, they are only drinking beer.
Yeah.
And this is the different opposite.
Good cultures.
Example in Finland, we are thinking... opposite.
Yeah.
We are thinking about other people that I don't say anything.
Yeah.
But like they are doing this. We always put people to the box.
Mm-hmm.
We can't do that.
Yeah.
Yes. So we need to take people out of the box.
Of course.
And we need to speak with them.
Yeah, yeah.
We need to be contact them.
Socialize.
Yes. Example, we need to think like, you need to respect me.
Yeah.
And I will give you respect
of
back.
Of course, yeah, that's true.
Yes. Yeah. And every Finnish people want to go to Spain and speak with Spanish people and feel that they love them.
Okay.
And the same is here. We need to love foreign people.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Because here they feel like nobody don't care us.
Sorry, can I say something about that?
Yeah, of course.
It's like that is something interesting because people want to go to see something. So I just like wondering because Finnish people, they want to go someplace and feel safe.
Yeah.
Why another people want to come here and they don't feel safe? How
that's
that is feel like it's feel bad for everybody.
Yeah,
foreign
all
over the world
that's
feel
true.
The same.
That's true. Thank you for you saying that. Katarina, do you want to say something? Or I want to ask you, do you see anything trouble in your life from the 3 years you've been in Finland? Do you see anything trouble with races?
Well, there was like a few not pleasant situation, for example, in the workplace.
Yeah.
like my coworker was like really racist towards me, and he thought that since I'm like Eastern woman, I can be like sexually harassed.
Oh.
But he was mistaken, and yeah, and I don't know, like somebody called me Russa or something like that.
What does it mean?
It means it's like racist word for like Russian or Slavic speaking people. But
okay.
Like nigger. Yeah. People is nigger.
Oh,
exactly.
Yeah. Oh.
Yeah. And I don't know.
And ahlan.
Yes. I can tell. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
So, with my Syrian friends, we went to Pori, and we went one company, and one Finnish man, he looked really originally Finnish.
Yeah.
He said to these Syrian guys,
yeah.
"Ahlan wa sahlan." And first I was like, "Hey, is he kidding with them?"
Yeah.
Because in that time I didn't know that "Ahlan wa sahlan" mean welcome.
Welcome.
So that came the word "Ahlan."
Ahlan.
Ahlan. Ahlami.
Okay. Mm. Nice.
But this is
nice
the
explain.
Word of "Ahlan" or "Ahlan."
Yeah.
Welcome.
Yeah. Yeah. So I want to ask Mohammed, what do you think? Do you want to say something to racists from here? Or I want to ask, do you see anything terrible in your life? You've been here 7 months.
Yeah, actually, I see some people that do something like when we are walking street, he do like that, and
you know,
finger, and it was big finger, it's not small finger. Yeah, I see this, it's like weird things, and I say I don't expect I see that in Europe, because I thought Europe is open minds, the
people.
It's like to contact with the foreigner people, and I was surprised. Why they do that?
Yeah,
we are just escaped from this situation to this good country, and we hope that we are be like good contact.
Yeah, with thank the people. You. Thank you.
معلم انت معلم واحنا منك نتعلم والله انت معلم
نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم نسكت وانت موجود ما نرضى نتكلم هو الشو سي وي مي معلم طيارة لا طيارة شوي عليك تستاهل طيارة لا طيارة شوي عليك تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي تطير انت في العالي ما نوصل لك يا غالي انت معلم لا لا تسمع اللي يخدعك انت معلم والله يا معلم
Okay, guys, again, welcome. It is Ala Ahmed. So we talk about the story interesting here in Finland. So I want to start from the Robin because he's Finnish. Robin, what are you have a story in your life very interesting? We can talk a little bit about this, please. To explain.
Could you open a little more?
Yeah, a little
bit. So what are you asking me?
I'm asking about the story. Something stories like, for example, funny or like fun. What are you have any story here in Finland? When I think you're born in Tampere?
I'm born in Uusikaupunki.
It's where?
Well, it's in the southwestern Finland.
All right, okay. So what are you have? Anything? Do you have when you come to Tampere? Do you have anything story different or like this?
Well, from that time, I don't have any good stories.
Yeah.
But later, actually, well, when the music went on, we talked about my background.
Okay.
And there's this one funny story that my father is born in Brazil, but he's from...
Okay, we can talk about this.
Yeah, he's from European Jewish descent, and well, it's a common joke to joke about my Jewish descent, like I'm part of the Zionist world order and so on.
Okay, so thank you. So I want to ask Dana, do you have any story interesting here in Finland? Because you're born, you have... You have many, many language, man. Of course, yes. You have. I'm sure you have something. I'm sure about it. Exactly.
Tänä muistissa puhua suomeksi.
Joo.
Suomeksi?
Niin, suomeksi.
Ensiksi mä haluaisin kertoa terveisiä mun veljelleni Juha Matille, eli hän on kokonaan suomalainen, eli hänellä on eri isä kuin minulla, ja hänen isänsä on kuitenkin kasvattanut mua ihan pienestä asti, antanut hyvän kasvatuksen, ja ollut täällä Suomessa mulle kuin oma isä, ja se pitää ajatellakin silleen nämä asiat, ja sanotaan, että mitähän tarinoita mä kertoisin. Sanotaan, että on ollut pitkä elämä kyllä. En tiedä, mitä sanois.
Mikä tulee mieleen?
Mitä tulee mieleen? Ei, mä ollut Sea Lifeissa töissä tuolla Helsingissä, eli Sea Life-keskuksessa, ja siellä haita syöttäneet ja muita merieläimiä, ja siellä on päässyt juttelemaan eri kielillä, ja siellä opi jopa venäjääkin puhua, että pystyy haista puhumaan venäjän kielellä. Ja...
Joo, kyllä, kyllä. Niin.
Joo.
Kiitos. I don't... It's finished.
Joo, ja ehkä elämän huippukohta oli se, että pääsi Espanjaan asumaan, ja siellä oli ihana asua, ja siellä oli oikeasti niin kuin lämmin tunnelma. Se, että Suomessa ehkä niin kuin huonointa on tämä kylmyys, että itse en kestä kylmyyttä yhtään, että kyllä mieluummin jos saisi päättää, että täällä on hyvä asua ja tälleen näin ja muuten, mutta tämä ilma on vaan tällaista. Ja se, mikä tietenkin ihmisiinkin vaikuttaa, on tietenkin toi D-vitamiinin puute, että ihmiset ei jaksa hymyillä. Että yksikin työkaveri viime työpaikassa niin sanoi, että ei haluaa hymyillä, suomalainen työkaveri, mutta ei pysty hymyilemään. Että se vaikuttaa jokaiseen ihmiseen, että jos miettii, että joku katsoo sua vihaisesti, niin ei se välttämättä ole sitä, että se saattaa olla myös sitäkin, että se ehkä pysty hymyilemään. Ja Suomessa ne ajattelee silleen, että jos sä meet juttelemaan niille, niin kyllä ne saattaa lähteä jutteleenkin sun kanssa, mutta suomalaiset ei yleensä juttele suomalaisillekaan. Ja yleensä jos pitää sitten naapurillekin sanoa, että moro, mitä kuuluu, miten menee ja tälleen näin, niin sekin niin saattaa tässä olla tosi vaikeaa, että yleensä itse on se, joka sanoo, että hei, mitä kuuluu, mutta kiitos kumminkin, että mulla on ollut hyviä naapureita, ketkä on vastannut ja aloittanut se, että sanonut, että moi, ja se on myös tärkeää.
Mutta kyllä tästä tuli mieleen, kun puhuttiin niin naapuristakin, että kyllä on semmoisia naapureita, jotka voi sanoa niille moi, mutta ne ei siltikään vastaa. Eikä moikkaa.
Mulla kävi kerran silleen, että mä sanoin, että moi. Sitten mä sanoin uudestaan, että moi, että eikö sä vastaa?
Niin.
Että niinku, sitten se, että moi niinku, silleen hätääntyneenä. Et mulla on kumminkin tärkeetä se niinku, varmaan sullekin, että sanotaan hei.
Kyllä. Mm.
Esimerkiksi mulla oli yksi irakilainen kaveri, tai on edelleenkin, niin aina kysyttiin, että moi, mitä kuuluu, ja arabian kielellä puhuttiin nämä tervehdykset ja näin. Ja kun hän oli ollut täällä puolisen vuotta, niin joka kerta hän oli lähettänyt vaan viestin moi, moi. Ja sitten mä sanoin, että kysy minulta, että mitä kuuluu. Että se sun kulttuuri, mikä sulla on, niin elä sen kulttuurin kanssa kuitenkin, jos on hyvä kulttuuri, jos siinä on hyvät tavat. Ei sun tarvi niitä unohtaa. Mutta jos on semmoiset tavat, että ei morjesta, niin niitä kannattaa muuttaa parempaan suuntaan. Eli muutosta kannattaa tehdä aina, mutta parempaa.
Tuossa on myöskin se syy, minkä takia mä tykkään niin paljon olla ulkomaalaisten kanssa, kun suomalaiset on aina niin hiljaisia ja mököttää vaan hiljaa ja sillai.
Se on ihan niin totta, koska suomalainen, kun menee naapuri voi soittaa sulle poliisin ihan saman tien. Ja se on pelottava, koska kaikki meillä ulkomaalaisia aina haluaa tietää, kuinka naapuri herää aamulla, mikä kuinka voi. Ja se on semmoista niin, joka toinen kulttuuri pelottava sitten, kun naapuri ei ole tunne toisia naapuri. Kuka asuu siellä seuraava ovi, eikä ei ole kuka, niin sano moika eikä mitä. Sekin muos on. Mutta kulttuuri on kulttuuri.
thank you for people, because I understand very well. Perfect.
Okay, I think mutta kun puhuttiin kulttuurista, Dannekin varmaan tietää, kun on asunut Helsingissä. Mäkin olen käynyt aika paljon niin kuin Helsingissä viime aikoina. Kumminkin Helsinki ja Tampere on tosi erilainen, että Helsingissä on erilaiset ihmiset kuin Tampereella. Ja kun sä puhuit kylmästä, Että se ei ole kylmästä kiinni mun mielestä, että ihmiset on sellainen niin kuin, ei moikkaa, eikä niin kuin, sellainen ei ole lämmin niin kuin, toiselle henkilölle. Se vaan niin kuin, riippuu kaupungista mun mielestä, koska Helsingissä on myös kylmä. Joo. Mutta siellä on ihmiset vaan oppinut niin kuin, tutustumaan ulkomaalaisiin ja niin kuin, kommentumaan ja olla niin kuin, ulkomaalaisen kanssa niin kuin, tekemistä. Mutta Tampereella ei ole semmoista vielä.
Joo, mutta kyllä sekin vaikuttaa siihen se, että niinku, myös se niinku pimeä aika. Se, että ei näe aurinkoa, niin ihmiset ei saa sitä. Että esimerkiksi mä oon paljon väsyneempi talvella, mitä mä normaalisti oon. Mutta onneksi mä oon sellainen ihminen, että mä juttelen toisille. Ja se on ihan totta. Helsingissä mä oon tutustunut paljon paremmin ihmisiin. Siellä mä sain heti kavereita. Tampereella taas tuntuu, että mitä vanhemmaksi sä meet, niin kaverit lähtee. Enää on jäljellä ystävät. Enää on jäljellä ystävät, mutta kaverit on lähtenyt. Mutta itse pitää yrittää vaan. Niin
mitä mä voin sanoa täällä, niin Helsinki-kulttuuri ja Tampere-kulttuuri. Kun mä näken, niin Tampere on hyvä kulttuuri ympäri Suomessa. Koska joka on Tampereella, niin on paljon ihmisiä on ystävä. Mutta kuitenkin niin ulkoma on... kun mä katson 2003, silloin kun mä tulin Suomessa ensimmäinen kauma 3 kuukautta, täällä oli, ei ole paljon ulkomaalaisia eikä niin paljon. Tampere oli ihan niin hiljainen. Sitten ulkomaalaisia alkaa tulla niin paljon opiskelijoita, perhe muuttumaan ja sitten monikulttuuri maahanmuuttaja puolilla. Ja Tampere tulee muuttamaan aika paljon, koska kun mä näen, Helsingin kaupunki on iso kaupunki ja ihmisiä on kiire koko ajan. Ja sitten saada niin ustava, joka voi luota ihan 100% Helsingin heti on tosi vaikea. Sen takia mä tukkaan, Tampere on paljon ustava kaupunki joskus. Ja se on semmoista edellä mukavampi niin Suomen alueella kuin Turku, Jyväskylä. Missä muilla niin ei ole mikään mukava kaupunki kuin Tampere, mutta kuitenkin voi olla ehkä hetkellä nyt. Tampere on muuttu, kun on tulee paljon ihmisiä ja sitten tuo juntiasiakin muassa on kasva paljon. Se takia on vaikea tietää, kuinka ihmisiä liikkuu hetkellä nyt Suomessa. Ja kyllä mä tietän, niin silloin kun mä muutan Tampereella, ne oli tosi niin kiva paikka. Kiva paikka. Kuitenkin asia aina voi mennä ristirasti, mutta... Tampere on paras paikka, kun alue asuu Suomessa, ulkomaalaisia, opiskelijoita ja kaikki, koska se on mukava paikka.
Itsekin yli puolet elämästäni muualla kuin Tampereella asuneena, niin voin sanoa, että kyllä Tampere on Suomen Manchesteri.
Okay, let's go to talk about the cultures on country, okay? I want to know about Poland. What do you have... food cultures. I want to know something about food culture.
Food culture.
Yeah, I mean. Ruoka.
Ruoka.
Yes.
Actually, like Polish food is really multicultural because for many centuries in the territory of Poland was really a lot of foreigners. Foreigners or like people who had like different ethnic backgrounds, like Lithuanians, Belarusians, Ukrainians, Jewish, some also like Tatars, Muslims, Ormians. So Polish food is like really a kind of like mixture of all of that. But unfortunately, like Polish themselves, they kind of don't recognize that basically whole Polish culture and including the food culture is based on this kind of like multicultural like influence, and that is a really sad thing. That actually, I think till the Second World, there was like 40% of Polish society was like actually people with other than Polish backgrounds, and they had like really great influence in every part of Polish life. But unfortunately, their influence has been forgotten.
Okay, thank you, Katarina. I want to talk with Mohammed. Mohammed, you can talk about your own city, especially because I know in Iraq what there have food cultures. Usually, I want to know about your city. What do you have special food there? What kind of food?
We have many kind of foods. It's like when we talk about Arabic names, we have dolma, but I don't know what's name. I don't know what's name in English, but it's very complication materials. You put rice and meat and there's a lot of vegetables and it's really nice, but But when you talk about our tradition, we like to invite the people when you meet, like a special food. But also, we have falafel. It's common here in Europe.
It's amazing food.
We have moved this falafel from Iraq, so we have many different, like kebab. Like it's really nice food.
Okay, I think. What about tikka?
Tikka, it's particles of meat.
Yeah, but it's nice. Yeah.
It's really nice when we're grilling meat. But of course, we have to make like outside in the forest.
Yeah. Yeah, okay. So I want to know about the Kurdish.
Yes, we have also dolma.
Dolma.
And then we have japra.
Japra,
You know, so...
Yeah, I know.
But japra, what's called japra?
I think dolma, it's only this green one. In Finland, we call it viinilehtikäärylä. Yes. And japra, it's all. You have this red pepper, and then you have other vegetables like tomato. Onion. You put rice there, and then you put this...
I have on the list.
Meat. Yes, the red orange. Yeah. It's a red tomato sauce inside.
Nice.
And then you can use, example, some meat.
Yeah.
Example, you can take lamb, or normally you take lamb in Middle East. But here you can use some beef, cow. Example. But normally, example, I'm not Muslim, but I don't use pork.
All right.
Yes, because it's for my people, we normally don't use pork.
Okay.
But it normally doesn't mean that you are Muslim.
Yeah, example,
for me, if we go somewhere, I got with my friend to one place.
Yeah.
And he didn't understand that I can't eat pig.
Oh.
That I can't eat pork.
Yeah.
Because I say, no, there is not everyone, they are not eating pork.
Yeah.
Pork. Yes.
Okay, I want to know about the Kenya. What actually I worry right now, what do you have special food in your country or is popular food? I want to know.
In Kenya we have so many many culture. There is more than 42 different culture, and every culture have food culture.
Yeah.
And actually my Swahili culture, we eat something called pilau.
Pilau.
Yeah. Pilau, I think, is very close to very good. It's like a rice. You can make rice with the chicken or beef.
Yeah.
And you have to put with the many vegetable inside.
Oh, it's looking delicious.
You are also in the castle in the sky.
With a lot. And there is something which we have to eat with like a salad. It's not salad. We call kachumbari.
Yeah.
Kachumbari is only tomato. You make tomato pieces, very small pieces with the chili.
Yes.
And you wash it with the salt. Then you put top of it.
Okay, let's go this night to do that. Let's go to do. Okay, I want to ask Murat. Murat, because he is professional, I think, about the food. Yeah, he's chef. Yes, he can. Yeah, he's chef. I want to know about what, because you are Iraqi, Turkmani, I want to know about your own Turkmani culture food. Don't say to me dolma, okay?
No, I know dolma.
Okay, nice. Okay. What do you have culture's food?
Silanikun. Kun äsken me puhuttiin sun kanssa olkoon, että sulla on nälkä.
Joo.
Niin.
Ja
hyvä puhua niin kuin rystruosta, kun sulla on nälkä.
Yes, I'm hungry. Yeah, olen nälkä. Always I'm hungry, actually.
Mä puhun näin dolmasta, että kun pari kaveri täällä jo puhuu tuolla dolmastakin. Mutta jos sä tiedät, kellä pacho,
oh kellä my pacho. God.
Se on niin kuin lammaspää keitetään. Mä en itse syömään tykkäistä ruoasta. Mun mielestä se ei ole terveellistä. Mutta lammaspää keitetään ja sitä syödään.
All right.
Niin, aivot ja kaikki muutkin.
Okay. And we eat a lot of fish.
Oh, fish?
Know, fish is the best food here.
So I want to know about Finland. It is your turn, man. Explain to me true information about food culture. Don't say to me ranka. No. What is...
Macaroni latiko.
I think makara.
Ei. Musta makkara. Tampere on kuulossa, että musta makkara.
All right.
Tampere on parhaat musta makkara.
What do you have here? I don't ask in Tampere only. Generally, okay?
Yeah.
All in Finland. What do you have on
food cultures you can tell me. I want to know. I'm hungry because now after show I go to eat.
Well, I don't actually know much about Finnish food because I only cook like what do I have and well, usually it's like what's the most cheap thing in the world.
Yeah.
So basically it's like makkara and stuff.
All right. Okay. Nice. Great. So let's go to talk a little bit about. I think Murat, he can explain to me how you can make you know the gas. What is it in Finnish? I don't know.
Gas. Se tehdään niinku lammaslihasta.
Yeah.
Ja se on niinku liha, se ei ole jauhaliha.
Okei.
Okay. Eli liha laittaa niinku sillä on vartaisen niinku vartaisen laittaa niinku kappalan määrän ja sitten siinä niinku väliin laittaa rasvaa. Se on ihan rasvasta ruokaa.
What is your favorite entrobeendin yemek? What is your favorite food?
Shish kebab.
Okay, you have to explain now. Açıklama yap, you finish. You have explain, finish.
No shish kebab mä tykkään. Että kyllä täällä Suomessakin saa, niin kuin Helsingissä, nykyään Tampereellakin saa shish kebabia. Aika monessa paikasta.
Okay. Nice, great. So let's.
Mutta ne ei ole niin parhaita, mikä mä oon syönyt esimerkiksi Turkissa, koska Turkissa on tosi erilaiset ja niin kuin sillä on metri tai pari metriin pidusta.
So what do you like?
Shish kebabia.
Okay, Dana, what do you like? Wait, I want to ask Mohammed.
I'm hungry right now.
Mohammed, he's been here 7 months. I want to know what are you like? What kind of food do you like in Finnish food or in Finnish culture food? Yeah.
I
Let's
don't
go.
Know.
You don't know? I think Peruna. What about Peruna?
Yes, Peruna, yes.
Peruna Musi.
Yeah, they like Peruna.
Actually, I have my friend. She's named Pirio. She's making to me soup food. Okay, soup, it is with fish. Oh my God, it is amazing.
Mm-hmm. We call it kalakeitto.
Kalakeitto. Yes, I want to say to her, you have to make me tomorrow because I'm now very angry, hungry. I have to go tomorrow. You have to make to me this food because really it is very, very amazing. What about you, Katarina? What do you like food in Finland? What kind of food?
Lihapata.
I think this fish soup is definitely one of the best.
Yeah,
and I'm like, I think it's kind of like weird, but I really like nakilepa.
What?
Nakilepa. I love it. I don't know why, but I love it. Oh, it's this kind of like I don't know, thin bread, like kind of like raw. It's like children in Päiväkoti, it's there a lot, and after that, nobody wants to eat that anymore because they eat it so much at the Päiväkotis. But I think that it's like really delicious. Yeah, I'm not a lepa person.
So when you come to Finland 3 years less ago, first days in Finland when you see Finnish food, what are you having like then? You see, it is different food. With every food, it is peruna, nothing else. So what do you think about this?
Peruna. I think, actually, like, there is, like, many similar, like, food in Finland. For example, this mustang makara, I don't want to, like, disappoint people. Tampere, but actually in my region we eat the same thing. So it's not only, I don't know how it's possible, but it's also, like, kind of, like, Silesian speciality. But yeah, I think it's too much fish for me. But I think in general it's eatable.
So do you taste it salmon soup? Salmon soup?
Yes, kalakeitto.
Kalakeitto.
Or lohikeitto.
Lohikeitto.
Yeah, really, it's very perfect. It's very delicious. So Mohammed, you are live in camps, okay? Yeah. So their food, how it is their food? I think every day it is 3 times or 4 times they are give to everyone food. So do you like this food?
Yeah, in camps? It's some kind of. We don't know the types of Finnish food, but normally they give us it's vegetables, many meals.
Yeah,
it's like. Onions and potatoes and something like that, and tomatoes.
Yeah.
And cucumber, and they give us eggs and something like that.
Yeah.
It's normally it's good food because at the end it's vegetables, and sometimes they give us some meat. It's normal. It's normal food.
Okay, so do you like it?
Yeah, I like it.
Nice, nice. So, what do you like, Julie? Mm. What do you like food? in Finland?
Actually, when I come in Finland, that time I live in Nokia.
Yeah.
And my favorite food, because like
Lenka.
That food.
Yeah. What does it mean to you?
Kala kala keto olen muu ensimmäinen suosittu ni tosi ni hyvä. Kala keto.
Kala keto.
Then after that, I become to like so much macaroni latiko.
What is
macaroni latiko?
Macaroni. Yeah. It's macaroni like Real latico. Madrid macaroni.
So I eat that after. Yeah. I think I eat that after every week. I want to eat it after 2 weeks more. I need to eat it because it's like it's easier to make and it tastes good and it's good all the time.
Yeah. So okay,
you can
nice.
Eat it even many days.
Nice. Great.
Yeah.
Great.